Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. It is 9:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning, good morning.
And Seth Habhager.
Good morning, everyone.
And we are joined right now by Santa. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning. I brought the snow.
Yes, thank you for that. That was very nice of you. There were some.
Well done, sir.
Many of our listeners were a little bit worried that we weren't going to have a white Christmas. We appreciate you coming through. Nicely
That's
done.
Right.
I had to land somewhere.
You know, that ground just ain't the same landing on without the snow.
No.
That makes a lot of sense.
Rubber wheels bounce.
Yes, yes.
A lot of noise.
We know how busy you are this time of year, sir. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a couple of things to go over with you, but I wanted to start off talking about the Santa Cause.
Yes.
And can we let the audience know what that is?
Well, the Santa Cause is a huge thing where we're trying to put family back as a priority. It's we're trying to Mr. Rogers, if you will, with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fill his shoes, but we can try and fill some boots.
Yeah, there you go.
So we teamed up with Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and we are going to be doing weekly programs. And they're 25 to 30 minutes long. And we are going to be using Santa as the host, along with Mrs. C. Num Num will be there. The Moose will be there. He always wants to be a reindeer. He keeps trying. But, we are going to be doing this as a weekly community program. And
wow.
We are trying to, right now, we're trying to raise some funds to get it started, to get the sets built, to keep our staff employed.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It is not a 501c3. Mm. It is basically a for-profit, though there isn't actually any profit. We're just trying to keep away from the strings. But the whole purpose is to bring the family back together, in a sense. The community really is lost, so we're doing what we can to make sure that happens again. I guess we say nothing means more than family.
Mm-hmm.
We want to promote doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because there's a reward or there's punishment if you don't.
Right.
But just doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do. Keeping the holiday spirit alive year-round. The whole purpose or the whole way that holiday spirit comes in to effect is we get all the excitement about, you know, all the lights, all the music, all the family gatherings, all the parties, all the... You know, the get-togethers is so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we get friendly, we give, we are kind, we're generous. We want to keep that going the whole year round so our community can really prosper and thrive again. Get to know our own neighbors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great sentiment, especially I don't think that there's ever been a time in human history it's bad. In this time, day and age, it couldn't be more needed. It couldn't be more, you know, in tune with what we could use in society. I do this. Will it get me on the good list? It's getting close to crunch time here, sir, and I don't make this about me or anything, but I'm really getting nervous. I have not been on that good list in years. I'm really trying this year, though. I'm really trying.
Can I let you in on a little secret? There is no such thing as a naughty and nice list. I know it's
gonna, I broke it, didn't yeah, I?
No, no. It was invented years ago to keep children in line, and we know that.
Yeah.
We look at the heart. We look at the motives, what's really there. When I see a child, I don't look if they've been bad or good throughout the year. I look at what's in their heart. Are they willing to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do? Are they willing to just be there and do the right thing because they know it is the right thing to do? Or are they just going to go do something to get ahead? Or I can do it because I'm not going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that way of thinking is what we try and what we focus with that with the Santa Claus.
Right.
We bring those hard-to-face issues out. And right now, people are being taught, if I can get away with it, I'm going to do it.
Right, right.
Mm.
So.
Well, and I think that, this is my wheelhouse, taking things fun and making them serious. in this day and age where, you know, kids, they're sponges. And what they're seeing from the adult world in many different fields, there's not exactly a lot of shining examples here and there and everything. The more we can have these things in their lives and they're seeing this stuff, they grow up and they become more and more of these kind of human beings that we all hoped to be ourselves when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe creating more of a society like that. It's such a great idea, such a great cause. Is there a GoFundMe page or anything that people can? Because I see here GoFundMe.com and there's a number here. Is that where they would go?
Yeah.
BD914534.
Right. So if they, well, it's GoFund.me.
Yes.
And they got to have the dot in there, otherwise it just goes to the GoFundMe thing.
Right, right.
If they just go to the GoFundMe page, they can click that little search magnifying glass, okay. Click on that, and just click in The Santa Cause.
There we go.
Very good.
And you'll still find it.
We'll give the information a little bit later of how you can reach Santa, the Santa Central Wisconsin. We'll get to that as well. About a week or two ago, I think it was maybe last week, Ashley mm-hmm. joined us, our newest team member, and we say good morning to Ashley out mm-hmm. there. She was talking to us about this great promotional idea she wanted to do about holidays for the seniors, where we were delivering cards and art from elementary schools. And we were looking forward to that and the incorporation of what we can do with that, not only with our schools and with the senior communities and senior living centers we have around here, and possibly incorporating Santa into this. We'll see. But I do want to remind everybody that we're still working on that, and mm-hmm. and to reach out to our sales staff if you are a school or a senior living facility
right.
that would like to participate in this. 424-1300, just call our front desk and get the ball rolling on this one.
Well, we're really looking forward to being a part of it.
It's a cool idea. Yeah. It's yep. a really, really wonderful idea. You had me at kids and seniors. Like yes. that wins. That's a win right there.
Putting them together. That's always a classic, mm-hmm. right?
And you were recently in the paper, and I just wanted to take a note on that real quick because that was a cool article, and I had to feel pretty good.
It was a very well written article. I really appreciate the way he wrote it, and he just asked a few questions. He let me express myself, and if you get a chance to read it in the Weekly Times, it was right on point what we're doing.
Nice. Yeah. They do great reporting over there. They do great local reporting, and we send a good morning to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids City Times. Mm-hmm. I encourage you to check out that article. If you can't get the paper in your hand, go to their website. WRCityTimes.com is the website, and it really is a great article. I imagine you've done a lot of these over the years, and that was a really good one. You hit it on the mark there, sir. And now I have to ask a tough question, of course. At this time, we're just a little over a week away or so from Christmas and everything. Is it too late to write letters to Santa?
It is never too late to write letters to Santa. It can be right up to the last second. It is not too late. You can even draw just a picture if you don't know what to write.
Cool. So, 1 second. Whew. Yeah. All right. All right. I feel a little better now. Okay. All right. And I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
We have an interpretation program that we can help to interpret just about anything.
High tech. Wow. Yeah.
It's really good. It's very modern.
Well, it's not really high tech. It's a 2-year-old.
Oh, yeah. And she was perfect. So that is perfect. Yes.
I love it. But we do encourage kids still writing these letters. Get those letters, and we want to get them to Santa, and we want to maybe read some of these on the air. We think that'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Love to do that. Love to do that. We're getting so far. We've gotten close to 200 letters in.
Nice.
And, wow.
If there's a return address or an email address, we will respond. We'll make sure they get some
Very
type
nice.
Of response to let them know that Santa heard.
That's really
nice.
Cool. You know, we get to talk about the things that we love about this time of year and what we enjoy. And I think that, since we were kids, Seth, we've been mm-hmm. talking about taking the materialism out of Christmas and getting more right. to the spirit of it and these things. So, but we don't get to ask Santa very often what he loves about Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm going to put you on the spot for a second here, Santa. You don't have to just give me one thing. But what are the things, what are something that really, that screams to you, that means you so much the Christmas spirit?
What I saw this morning. Mm. What I saw this morning was 6 to almost 8 inches of snow that fell, heavy, wet snow. Mm-hmm. And I saw my neighbor out there struggling to shovel. Mm-hmm. And she was just trying to get her car out because she had to get to work. And I was starting over to help out. Mm. Yeah. But my neighbor, new neighbor, just bought his house last year. Mm. And he just got a brand new snowblower. Oh, he was very excited about you.
Yeah, yes, yes.
But seeing one neighbor who doesn't really know the other neighbor but wants to get to know them, came over, plowed out her driveway,
wow.
did her sidewalks, everything for her, so she could get to work on time.
Oh, that's
nice.
So cool.
There you go.
So to answer your question, what I love the most about the holiday season is the kindness that shows up. The kindness that's always there, but it's like it takes something to bring it out.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the holidays seem to want to do that. So that's what I like most about the holidays.
That's a great answer, sir. Great answer.
That's a perfect Santa answer. That's really all I'm going to say. Really
So, we again want to remind everybody, Holiday for the Seniors is going on. We are looking for cards and art from elementary schools. So, senior centers, elementary schools out there, elementary teachers, reach out to our staff here, 424-1300. We'll put you in contact with Ashley. And certainly want to also keep those letters to Santa coming. Mm-hmm. Keep those coming, everybody. We want to continue to get those. We want to continue to support Santa here and this great GoFundMe cause that they have. So that GoFundMe page again, that is GoFund.me/BD914534. That's GoFundMe.me/BD914534. And you can reach Santa Central Wisconsin at SantaCW@Yahoo.com. That's SantaCW@Yahoo.com. Always give them a call as well, 715-213-6009. Cannot thank you enough for the time, sir, and looking forward to having you come back and get to have some fun, some more fun together.
Well, thank you. Well, real quick, guys, as always, Santa's got to have something in his bag, right?
Oh!
All right. So this was just for you.
Oh! Oh! So, that is awesome. It's a handmade wooden star.
Yes, it is.
That's really well
that's
done, too.
Okay. Oh, I got a Santa one. Look
These
at
are
that.
Ornaments, right?
Yes.
Ornaments.
Yeah.
And I know that Melissa likes snowflakes.
Yes.
So, Melissa, here's this one if you can get me. Oh, she gets that.
Yes, we will definitely make it. Got a nice
Santa.
One here for you, Mel. Yeah.
Well, you're
thank
so
you.
Sweet.
She's the sweet one of the group. Yes,
for
the
sure. Yeah.
That was really cool,
and
sir.
Santa,
thank you.
Well, I also had to think about Pam. Pam is about all about family, so here's a little tree of life for Pam. So
oh, my goodness.
Aww.
That is really cool. That is very cool. Like that. So, thank you so much, sir. I greatly
thank you so
appreciate
much for having
the time.
Me. Enjoy the snow. Sorry for the trouble.
We can handle it. We can handle
it.
We're good.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Santa. We appreciate the time. You have a great and safe day out there.
Bye, Santa.
Bye, Melissa.
We'll be back with more mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. How much fun was that, you guys?
Oh, my gosh. Santa.
Santa's wonderful.
He's the best.
It's really fun. That was a really good one.
Yes, indeed.
I think you can't come out of a segment with Santa with anything but some good feelings, right?
That's right.
Got to go into a topic that's going to be fun here. Mm-hmm. And so this is an interesting one. And if this does not hit your heart, I don't know what you might be a Grinch. You might be the Grinch. A husband wrote love notes inside his wife's shoes for 6 years before she finally noticed it.
What?
She posted a video showing a message he wrote on the inside tongue of her Fila sneakers, quote, "I feel a lot better when you are around."
Oh, God. That's sweet. It's so corny, but it's
sappy.
Sweet. That's very sappy.
Yep.
She said she called to thank him, and that's when he told her he's been writing notes inside her shoes since they got married 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
In the video, she pulled out another pair, and this one said, "If your feet get tired, I will carry you."
Oh,
wow.
The video was posted in March, but it's making the rounds now. It's possible this is, it could be a setup.
You never know.
You just don't know.
Nowadays online, you get the groups of people that love this stuff, and then the group of people, oh, that's such a setup, oh, that's this. And my answer to that is, who cares?
Who cares?
Touching story.
Yeah. Let's say it is a big made-up thing. First up, very creative.
Yes.
Actually, very well done by them. I think it's a creative story.
Mm-hmm.
More creative than half the network TV shows you see out there, rom-coms and everything like that.
True.
Any Hallmark movie you're going to see this year, that's a lot more genuine. And that is more originality than all the Hallmark movies put together. It's
right.
More originality than that. But also, if this inspires one romantic act, let alone something else that can build even more from it,
mm-hmm.
I'm all in. I'm
yeah.
all in. I don't
Why
care
not?
If it's real or not or anything. That's
it's just fun, yeah.
And it's just really cool.
Yeah.
And very sweet. Now, let's play it up like this is real, okay? Because I think it is. I think that this is a real. It's just,
sure.
It's too silly not to be real. is this not just human beings being human beings?
Yeah.
You want to
yeah.
do something sweet for somebody, but you don't want to tell them you're doing it? So in every romantic movie you've ever seen, this always lines lines up perfectly. Ugh. She's about to put her shoes on after a really tired day when she's beaten. The world's against her, and she sees this note from her husband, and everything's better, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
There's hope in her eyes or something like that. Yeah. But realistically, this is how it would happen. You know, you're putting your shoes on. How many people look at the tongues of their shoes?
I don't.
I'm actually going to call him out a little bit on this one. There's got to be better placement. There's got to be a better place to put these.
I'd have to agree.
But let's talk about his steadfastness.
Yeah.
He held on to this for 6 years. I mean, that's the long game, man.
6 years without knowing if there was going to be a payoff.
You know? Exactly.
That is
very
cool.
And he kept doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is easily one of the most romantic things I've ever heard.
Yes.
I think it is really cool, really sweet. And also, way to set the bar, man. Like, isn't that bad enough? You got people like Melissa's boyfriend out there doing all these things, but I got this. I'm kidding.
You're doomed, man.
Just no chance. No chance whatsoever. That is a great story. Man, I really like
that's
that
one. That's a good one.
Does anyone you know overplan for the holidays?
Okay.
Overplan?
Overplan for the holidays. It's our next story here.
Okay. I wonder, I'm curious about what they mean by that.
Me too.
Everyone probably knows someone who overplans the holidays, and it always falls apart when people aren't, quote, sticking to the schedule. A guy shared an email that his mom sends him and his siblings every year outlining the itinerary for the holidays, and it is incredibly detailed.
Oh, wow.
Very detailed. Most of it focuses on the menu for each day. And he says he posted it to show how it's possible for him to gain 15 pounds in 1 week. Here are some of the best lines. Sunday the 18th, arrivals. There will be puffed popcorn, Chex Mix, and various candies available for grazing throughout the day, to include jelly beans and peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
Wednesday, brewery for a late lunch or dinner out. Grandma could babysit or cocktails. Otherwise, dinner at home. Grilled bourbon glazed pork, tenderloin with accompaniments.
Mmm, that sounds good. Mm, that does sound delicious.
Thursday, evening out, dress up. Travel to the restaurant, chicken parmesan. She put travel to the restaurant on it.
Well, it's a necessary step in the itinerary.
Yeah, but we don't need to see it. It's like in a movie when they show you where they're going. We don't need to see them go there.
Chicken parmesan.
It might have been important dialogue.
Chicken parmesan, dinner, or ribs. I need your input.
Wait, at the restaurant.
At the restaurant.
She's planning what they're going to order.
Yes.
At the restaurant.
She's ordering for them, basically.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Cocktails at 5:30, dinner at 6:30. Is there any interest in bourbon tasting?
Wow.
For Christmas Day, Mom wants to know if everyone wants to try a butter board, and if so, what kind of bread should go with it?
Butter boards keep coming up, man.
Yeah, they do. We can't get away from
this show,
those.
We cannot.
She also wants to know what kind of potatoes should go with the beef dinner, mashed or twice baked, and what kind of cheesecake everyone wants. The options are Snickers, raspberry, and blueberry. I want to try Snickers cheesecake. I want to try that. That sounds really good.
I know what your choice would be.
I'm going to crash this party, I think.
It sounds good, yeah.
I know. How do we get on this list?
Right. Yeah, if these people don't want to go.
I can follow an itinerary.
Yep, we'll go. The post went viral. Some people say that they also have a person in their lives who overplans the holidays, and others just want to be invited.
I think we're in that camp, right?
Yeah. Yep. The guy said his mom would be thrilled that the post was taking off.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's great, though.
It is actually, I mean, yes, is it a little borderline crazy? Sure. But, I mean, we were just talking with Santa about this. Mm-hmm. Where's her heart at? Where's her spirit at?
Exactly.
Well, and her day job, she's an event coordinator. So what do you expect?
I think that there's a difference of being controlling and just wanting to, like, everything to be fun, everything to be good.
Yeah.
And there's so much. I actually think this is a really good example of giving each other grace in the holiday season.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. That woman is doing a great job, and she's got a great itinerary, and I guarantee her family's probably going to enjoy themselves for the most part.
Oh, for sure.
I also guarantee almost none of that is going to happen as planned.
Oh, no.
as we like to say around here, my nana's old quote, if you want to make God laugh, make plans.
Indeed.
It's just the way of the things, let alone on a holiday and when everything is chaotic. It's just it that is. Way. So plan for the best, you know, hope for the best, plan for the worst, or yeah. plan for the rest.
Plan for the rest.
That's having a plan,
it.
Yeah, even having a plan can save a lot of questions because True. I can't tell you how many family gatherings I've been to. It's like, okay, well, what's happening? I don't know. Who do we ask? I don't know. we're just going to all mill around here until somebody tells us what to do.
Maybe she's onto something. Maybe this woman really knows. It's not over planning. It's just planning, period.
Right. Having a plan.
Having a plan. Not a bad thing.
Nope.
I think you guys are onto something there. I think you are. That's pretty good.
Let's not make fun of her. Let's
I think it's cool.
Let's say yeah, let's praise her creativity.
Yeah, I really do.
Mm. Well done, random internet stranger.
Yes, yes, well done indeed. We will take a break right here. That's the weirdest way I can respond.
Well
to
done
that.
Indeed. That's going to be my new catchphrase for James. Well done indeed.
We'll take a commercial break, get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. It's the morning show on WFHR. Serious comedy, start your day. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR.
Dashing through the snow.
So is it driving you crazy yet? Have you figured out who this is singing?
Is it Miley Cyrus?
No.
No.
It's
no.
Gwen Stefani.
It is Gwen. Okay, Ooh. Okay. They sound a little alike to me.
They do.
Okay, so I wasn't sure. All right. Oh, okay.
They have a very similar timbre to their voices.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a good way to put it, timbre. Yes, yep. That's a good way to put it. We got some entertainment news to get into right now, Melissa, Seth, and James, and we want to do that. And I don't really know where to go with this story because it feels personal to me. It feels like something that we shouldn't even know about, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
So Netflix drops the final episodes of Harry and Meghan today, but it doesn't matter what's on them. The relationship between Harry and his brother Prince William is apparently over. A so-called source close to the royal says, quote, the relationship between the brothers is over. William never forgave Harry for selling out his and Kate's secrets.
Wow.
Harry knows more than anyone how much their privacy means to William and Kate. It's sickening that Harry, who knows exactly how distressing it will be to him, is now selling them out to the media. Pouring even more fuel to the fire, Harry and Meghan is already Netflix's biggest documentary debut of all time.
Wow.
People watching 81.55 million hours of it within its first 4 days. Dear gosh.
Whoa, my goodness.
Honestly, one of the more heartbreaking things to me to hear is siblings not getting along.
Right, yeah.
I am an adult. I realize this happens every day, all the time. Yep. Just as somebody who could not imagine this, I was just talking to my little brother, actually, last night about this.
Yeah.
Not these two or their brother.
Right.
Just about this randomly talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels personal. It feels like something that I feel like nasty just even talking about it, honestly. It's not our business. It's between them.
Yeah, and I have to say, I there's part of me that's like, it does seem a little, you know, not cool, not kosher.
Yeah.
That they're doing this. I don't really care. I actually couldn't care less about the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I hear what you're saying, James. It's more of a family thing, you know. And mm-hmm. you got a very famous family, and they're kind of, you know, airing the dirty laundry kind of thing. Yeah. That feels a little icky to me. Yeah.
Icky. That's the right word.
I would say that if this is true, that he has been selling his brother out and all that, that, you know, that's horrible. It's messed up. Again, it's between them.
Again, yeah. Mm-hmm. They should work it out on their own.
And if I can call on my, Hebrew and Jewish heritage and everything, what would your mother think? What would your mother think, Harry? I know I'm saying that a little jokingly, but in all seriousness, what would your mother think?
Yeah, really.
Like, I mean, you know. This is another side note. So, most popular documentary of all time by far and away.
Right.
Then, and you go into this, you got to know that you're probably, maybe you're going to hear, see some stuff that you might not normally, but probably it's still going to be a pretty edited and guarded thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people just love, still love watching royal family stuff. I don't know who this is. I don't have anybody in my life that does this stuff or anything, but man, that is still.
Especially in America, which is so weird. It seems so strange to me.
It's bigger here than it is over the pond. Over there, they don't watch this stuff. They don't care. Like, they're tired of the royal family over there. Here, we're still watching this stuff.
If nothing else, if I take one good thing about this, if you've ever looked at the history of the British royal family, it's messed up.
Oh,
and as hard as they've tried, you know, to put a good spin on it, make it, we're modern family now, all these things. Yeah. Nope, sorry, still messed up. And that actually makes me feel kind of good because it's like, yeah, you guys are still nuts, you know?
I think that's actually a really good point, you know? No matter how much money or wealth or privilege you have, you still, all of our families are just as crazy as the other family.
My father-in-law puts it best. All families are just dysfunctional. It's a matter of degree. That's all it is. Yep.
Yes, that's a great
line. That is true.
It's a great line. This is interesting and kind of local. Aaron Rodgers credits psychedelic drugs for curing his fear of death.
Whoa.
On Tuesday's Pat McAfee show, the only place he'll talk anymore, he says, quote, ashwagandha and psychedelic drugs really helped me with my fear of death and a lot of the stress around the idea of needing to accomplish things before I actually die. I think when you've seen the other side, it makes the idea of death more of a passage and less of an ending and more of just kind of the next chapter of life. All right, you're basically talking about Buddhism, man. I don't mean to just, you know.
Right, yeah.
The carbon, you know, kind of give you a Cliff Notes version of a religion or something like that. But
right.
Aaron clarified that ashwagandha makes you see the veil between the seen world and the unseen world, not like life and death.
Gotcha.
And this is according to him, of course.
Right, right. Actually, I think it's not a bad thing. I have heard many stories from people who say that psychedelics have helped them a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot. There's been more and more research about people with mental illness and how psychedelics can help them.
Yeah.
Taking some
psilocybin, microdosing with psilocybin.
Yes, right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Taking the stigma away from it, you know, of taking these things in a, you know, in a positive, safe way. You know, and,
right.
and that's, I mean, I think it can be very helpful.
Our own government has experimented on this stuff, you know, with these, you know, different psychedelics and different
things
like that.
CIA has been well documented in the 50s, did it, yes.
It's all out in the open, at least a lot of it is out in the open, and documented, and you can find it yourself online and all that. And it's real stuff, everybody. I feel like you have to unfortunately say that nowadays.
But it's true. It's all there, yep.
And for me, I, as long as you are not hurting anybody, I mean, I don't see the harm necessarily in this. Like, you know, if this helped him feel more comfortable with life, feel more comfortable with that final or you know, next chapter, however
whatever
you want to word it. Yeah.
Yeah.
More power to you, man. Like, I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
But he says all this. Like, we haven't seen him on the sidelines this year. Like, what, man? Like, I don't know. I'm not seeing a Calm or Aaron on the sidelines here necessarily, although it's been the year has tested him. I think that's being, but that might be also a good example of, hey, you know, it's a work in progress. Mm-hmm. It takes time to build on these things.
Right. And also, I mean, I love the fact that he came out and said it, and that's cool. But the way he put it and what he's revealed in that, boy, does that say a lot.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, all stuff that we've suspected for a very long time.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, to be a great athlete, especially a great quarterback, I'm gonna put this a little bluntly. There has to be something wrong with you.
Kind of, yeah.
Because you're driven to this. Like, Tom Brady is a great example. All the great quarterbacks, with the possible exception of Joe Montana. Because he seems to be, like, the only one that was kind of more grounded. Yeah. But these guys are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
They're, like, driven to this point. Yeah.
Melissa, have you heard the story about Michael Jordan and his Hall of Fame?
No, I have not.
When Michael Jordan, and you know Michael, everybody knows Michael, arguably the greatest of all time.
I know who he is.
Yes.
He gets to this speech. He's thanking all these people and stuff, and he thanks this gentleman that nobody knows who's in the back rows. It was a kid that beat him at varsity basketball. And he wanted that kid there to see what he accomplished.
Wow.
What the what? That that was high school, man. You're Michael Jordan. Like, I mean, your college
career
alone.
Like, it's never
alone.
Good enough.
But yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And you look at my, they interview Michael now. You talk to Michael now. He's still obsessed with this story, with this guy, with these things. Like,
I showed him.
What Seth is saying there, there is, I mean, where there is you know, data, there is evidence. And it is time after time after time, we look at these guys in history, and it's always athletes. It's you, not always, I shouldn't say always athletes.
Or emperors.
Right, Melissa, thank you, yes. It's not just athletes in human history. Yep. Sometimes it's other celebrities, and other times it's dictators.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
It's this borderline, and how can we call out on that if we've been entertained by these people?
Well, no, and maybe this is the creative outlet they need in order to survive in society. I mean, that's why you see it happens a lot with athletes. After they're done playing, their life goes to pieces because they don't have that thing that was driving them for so long. And you can only do it at a certain – and that's why when he's talking about his fear of death, not accomplishing what he wants in a time – that says so much about what drives him.
Yes.
So much about what drives him.
My fear of anything like that, it stems from not being there for my family, my friends, my kids first and foremost, that kind of thing. I'm not saying that he has a different moral It just, like Seth said, it just shows you where he's at. He doesn't have kids. He doesn't have a wife and everything. It makes sense. You
know, that's his priorities are different.
He is very strained from his family. He's not very close with his family. Mm-hmm. So this is all kind of adding up.
It sure is.
Just wish him well, you know? I mean,
nothing against him at all.
Not at all.
And the positive note that he is bringing attention to the good aspects of what they are discovering with these psychedelics and how it can help people with depression
Absolutely.
Or other issues in a safe manner under doctor supervision.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Taking a look at your small screen, there is a Christmas edition of CMT Campfire Sessions that premieres next week on the 21st. It'll include Christmas song performances from Trace Lawrence, Clay Walker, John Party, and the Old Crow Medicine Show.
I love the Old Crow Medicine Show. They're awesome.
They are awesome. They are very awesome. Again, that'll be on the 21st on CMT. Be sure to enjoy. I would check it out just for the old campfire gang.
That's right. Yeah.
The old medicine show.
The Old Crow,
The Old Crow Medicine. I haven't heard them or heard about them in a long time.
I know. Good to see they're still around.
And looking at your what's new on your small screen tonight, looking at things, just a couple of things I wanted to touch on. Of course, Thursday Night Football, Seattle versus San Francisco. That should be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And on ABC at 7 o'clock, Beauty and the Beast, a 30th celebration.
Oh, wow.
Is Bella. Now, if you have not heard of her, she's starting to go by her real name, her given name, I should say. An amazing singer and guitar player. That woman is so dang talented. I think it was for the Super Bowl or one of the bigger playoff games last year. She did the anthem.
The national anthem.
And was so one of the better ones I've heard. She was really good.
Cool.
Somebody, I believe Josh Groban is his name. Josh Groban is the beast.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen is a commercial where he was singing the main line from that, and he comes up on, he's not on camera right away. You just hear his voice at first, and dear God, like I don't you don't have to be a fan of his to understand that man is just such a powerful performer.
Mm-hmm.
He is so good with his voice.
It's more than just his voice too. There's something about him. Yep.
He is Beast. One of the greatest actors of all time, Martin Short, is Lumiere.
Martin Short.
Oh, cool.
Perfect casting.
Perfect. I just love me some Martin Short.
Yep.
The great David Alan Grier is Cogsworth.
Oh, really?
Nice.
One of my faves.
I love David Alan Grier.
Never got as much credit as he deserved.
He was one of the greatest spots of In Living Color.
Yes,
and
he was.
Never got the credit he deserved. No. On that show. Joshua Henry as Gaston.
Nice.
And I like this too. Shania Twain is Miss Potts.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, good for her.
That too.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That is a heck of a cast they got there.
She gets to sing the song, The Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that, Seth.
Yep.
Now hearing her voice singing that song, that has got to be pretty darn good.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
I'm sure she'll do a wonderful job
with it. Yeah, she'll kill it.
Christmas Around USA is on at 7 on CW. And that is about it for your small screen tonight.
All right.
But I do want to remind you that coming back to your stage tonight here locally in Wisconsin Rapids, of course, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has their production of Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes. We've got the snow here. We've got it's perfect. I mean, it'll really put you in the Christmas spirit. So, yes.
Perfect setting.
Yep. Some of the greatest actors, some of our favorite actors are going to be on that stage tonight, along mm-hmm. with the 16th and 17th 7 o'clock shows. On the 17th, this Saturday, you've also got a 2 o'clock matinee you can take in if you mm-hmm. get the chance. Mm-hmm. But whether it's that show, any of these shows, yep. all these shows, just get in there, buy local, support the local arts in this community.
Yes.
And give them a great audience.
I have heard, and now I can't confirm this, but I have heard that the tickets are going quickly, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. These are really popular, so make sure you go online, wrctheater.org, and get your tickets today.
And we'll go ahead and let you do that while we go to commercial break. Right. So again, go to wrctheater.org, get your tickets. You can also get them the day of the show right mm-hmm. there at the theater. All, of course, productions take place at the Centralia Center, right at the studio, right there at the Wisconsin Rapids Theater studio right there.
There you go.
Take a break. Mm-hmm. We'll come back, have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Going to take you right to the top of the hour to wrap up the show with some That Ain't Right stuff and some good stories of the day. And we go, of course, we started off with the That Ain't Right story. People have been caught cheating in an HOV lane with a, quote, fake person in the passenger seat,
yeah.
You know, all the time. This is a little bit more of a holiday-themed one.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
A driver in Arizona was caught driving in a carpool lane with an inflatable Grinch sitting in the front seat.
Okay, all right.
I kind of like it.
How many people held their breath when I was saying in between inflatable and Grinch?
Yep.
Yeah. I know I did that. The Arizona Department of Public Safety posted a photo online, and it is pretty darn funny. The driver probably isn't laughing, though. A trooper pulled the car over, confirmed that there was no other passenger in the car, and issued a citation.
Mm-hmm.
It's unclear how much the ticket was for, but according to a report from 2018, local fines for HOV violations started at $400.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yikes. Wowza. That's not worth it.
No, no. They do not mess around with this stuff in big cities. Any really city,
no.
But especially in big cities, they don't. Those lanes need to be used a lot of times for medical emergencies, too.
Yep.
So there's a lot of reasons to not clog up those lanes.
Can I ask a general question
yeah.
about driving yeah. and wanting to get someplace? Why are you in such a hurry to get there?
Yeah, yeah.
Why is everyone so in a rush to get to... First of all, if you're going to work, why do you want to get to work sooner? I mean, I get sometimes we've got deadline, like we're yeah. on the, you know, yeah. live
or
on the air.
Or you're running behind.
Yeah, exactly.
But every day?
But I'm telling you, and just so you can go a little bit faster, you put an inflatable... And then you lose money. I don't know. I just don't get it.
Because you're not saving that much time.
No, you're not. That's the thing.
No.
Maybe you may think you are, but you're right. not. It's a couple of minutes, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
I would say that this is a great chance for, all of us to look at our how, like, if you're in management, how are you treating your employees?
Yeah.
You know, how is that going? If you're an employee, how is your work life balance going?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of those kind of little things to I think wouldn't be bad to dissect and look into. Does he deserve creativity points?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe just a little.
The holiday theme I like.
Just a little. Mm-hmm. But
the inflatable much. Grinch. I mean, I can't say I've ever seen one of those.
The ones I've seen are pretty big, so I hope this was a smaller one.
Yeah, like the lawn ornament ones that they
right.
blow up with air mm-hmm. constantly, not a rubber, plastic
one. I didn't know they made those ones that size, yeah.
I didn't either.
Have some
question
good...
is why.
Yes. 1,000 times yes, Melissa. Our brain's right on the same path on that one.
I just got one thing to say to that. You.
Yeah. We have some good stories of the day. And actually, I have one that a couple that we weren't able to get to back in November. Like, firefighters in Washington State saved a cat named David Hasselfluff.
Hasselfluff.
Oh, dear. Good. Oh, my gosh.
He saved this cat from a house fire. Now, the day that he happened to do this was actually National Cat Day.
Oh, well, that's a coincidence.
A wildlife photographer in Australia got a shot of a southern right whale swimming alongside a baby humpback.
Ooh.
And this would be cool in its own self, but it's incredibly unique because the two species don't usually cross paths or interact.
Wow.
But experts think that the baby must have been orphaned and the adult whale adopted it.
Oh,
my goodness.
If that's so, sweet. It might be the first time it's ever been documented.
Hmm.
Although, doing a little more digging into this, scientists are, you know, oceanographers and everything. They are saying that more than likely this is this has happened a lot. We've just never caught film of
seen
it.
Yeah,
we've never seen it. Actually,
the ocean is big.
Yes, yeah, it right? is. Yes, exactly.
And deep. Yes.
But I mean,
and wide. Deep and wide. Sorry.
I love the... No, that was great. I told you, I'll always take any moment to hear you sing it. We talk about the common things between animals and human beings all the time. Mm. And we talk a lot about, like, with dolphins, as far as the ocean world. Dolphins are a little closer to us brainwave-wise
right.
than any other animal. Things like that. But here we're seeing, like, it would be, it's almost, to me, because, I mean, we do adoption as adults. Mm-hmm. And I think it's one of the, I know how old adoption is. I know it's nothing new or whatever. I still think it's one of the coolest, unique things that we have done as human beings.
Yeah.
We do something about this thing that could be a concern, could be a big detriment to our society, and we figured it out. We figured out, now, it's not perfect, mind you, or anything like that. There's lots of things that, holes in the adoption system.
That would take perfect humans, and there's none of those.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I think all three of us could take our turns talking about.
Oh,
we would wish to be better about adoption for kids, for families. Mm-hmm. But that being said, it's better. It's a lot better than it could be, and it's a lot better than nothing.
Than the alternative, right? Yeah.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
For sure.
Very good point. Very strong point to make there, Melissa. So many people work so hard to make that the case. And, you know, it has a personal tie for us here at Civic with Mike and his story and everything.
Yep.
But to think of animals doing this is not that far-fetched once you let your brain kind of just sit with this for a second. Like, yeah, it would make sense for them to do this.
Right.
I wouldn't say that it's as common as it is for us. You know, obviously different species don't get along all times and everything.
With their own species sometimes. Right,
but life isn't all you know. I mean, maybe you know, it's not all as complicated as we might think it is sometimes with the animal kingdom.
There are times when I see this happening, and it's like, you know, supposedly humans are the top of the heap, right?
Yeah,
the top of the food chain, and then I say, hey, they're schooling us. Not to make a fish joke there.
Nice.
Wow, I just pulled a James. I didn't even mean to do that.
I loved it.
Hey, what's happening over there?
That was good.
But anyway,
can't leave you two alone together.
No,
that's what happens.
So, but if they're doing a better job, come on, let's up our game, people. Yes. Let's do it.
I would like to think that we'd want to.
Exactly.
We'd want to be able to keep pace, if you will.
You're not joking.
And if animals are doing it, it's instinctual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what we need to do.
They didn't have a meeting. About this.
They didn't.
They didn't vote on it.
There was no planning committee.
Right. They just did it. It's a great point, Melissa. A Florida police officer named Lou Caputo pulled people over this week while dressed as the Grinch. And he let them choose between a speeding ticket or an onion.
What?
He's been doing it around the holidays for years. There is a scene in the Jim Carrey movie where the Grinch eats a raw onion. Yep. Lou doesn't make people eat it, but sometimes they do anyway.
Play along. That's pretty good. Yes,
that is a gentleman who is living life right. We appreciate his service and appreciate his humor.
He has probably a body cam on.
Yes.
I want to see the footage
You're
of that.
You're so right about that.
Plus, Caputo. Is so Come great. On. What a great name.
Caputo's a great name. You're so right about that. And speaking of police officers, an officer in L.A. got rear-ended in a serious crash during a traffic stop this week, but the owner of a hotel nearby was taking a smoke break, scaled a fence to get to him, keyed the cop's radio, and yelled, "Officer, down." He stayed with him until EMTs got there, and the cop's going to be okay.
Wow.
Oh, good
job.
Wow.
Wow, climbed up fence. Holy cow.
Jeepers.
Guy went above and beyond.
No
and,
kidding.
And yeah. I think that officer deserved that. That's a pretty cool thing right there.
Yes, indeed.
Here's a good reason to invite your neighbors to your holiday party. A new study found getting to know them more might help you live longer.
Hey, that's a good thing.
That's true.
You mean kindness and sharing social interaction with people might help you live longer?
I got to Google that to make sure. Oh, yeah. It turns out it's true. It really does. And someone posted a, quote, Canadian road rage video on Twitter. It's a guy running up to someone's car in a drive-thru lane and clearing all the snow off of their back windshield.
Oh, God.
Road rage.
Canadian road rage. I love it.
That's so darn good. That's
oh,
so
you Canadians.
Good. Northwest nice.
That's good. Yes, yes, Melissa. And of course, another good story is when we get the gang here together, we always have a good time and have fun. I want to thank the best co-hosts in the game, Melissa and Seth. Thank you both so much for the time hanging out with us this morning. You guys be safe out there today.
Yes, indeed, everybody.
For sure.
All of you be safe out there today. Be good to each other and stick around. We got Morning Magazine coming up a little bit later today. We will have some Wisconsin men's basketball for you at 5 o'clock and plenty more coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. We are WFHR. Locally grown radio.